Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Thanks so much for joining us here live on CUTV News Radio. I am your host, Jim Masters. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today. We are live right now. At the time of this broadcast, it is actually noon Eastern, and it is Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. However, this broadcast, as all of our broadcasts are, will be archived, so you can have friends and family and colleagues and associates and folks that you know and love hear this show multiple times at CUTV News, because it will be archived for future air as well. So you never miss an episode of our exciting worldwide broadcast series. I'm very excited to welcome somebody to our show. We're sort of welcoming back. He's new to the radio portion of what we do at CUTV News. But a couple of weeks ago, I had a really, really wonderful opportunity to meet this gentleman up close and personal, and we spent an entire day together, and we were talking about what he does and the incredible work that he does. He came to our studio, and we did an actual video TV interview, and it was terrific, and you can see it up on the websites and all, too. His name is Jonathan R. Wattel, and he is incredible at what he does. He is the founder of Inspirational Life Guidance. He's just an all-around nice guy, too. So if you do connect with him, which I wholeheartedly encourage, you're really going to be in good hands, because he's so passionate. He really cares about people and the work that he does and encouraging and inspiring them. He helps people transition toward living more fulfilling lives. Sometimes that sounds easier said than done with the crazy schedules we have and all the running around we do, and just maybe we're always caring for others instead of ourselves. But whether it is work, relationships, health, finances, or any other areas of life, Jonathan helps his clients clarify what they really want to experience. And that's an important word, experience, and listen to their own internal guidance. Sometimes we block that out. Sometimes we don't follow what Jonathan calls our internal GPS system. We all have one. Sometimes we don't tap into it. Sometimes we don't recognize it. He can help you not only locate it, but activate it and use it to your best advantage. Wherever we focus our attention and energy determines what will be guided toward by our thoughts, in the directions that we go in, our feelings, our instincts. So if you're focusing on what it feels like to be truly fulfilled, if you're motivated to engage with the world in ways that bring about, what you want to experience, those things can happen. And according to Jonathan, every aspect of our external experience is a reflection of our internal dynamics. We are each the sole creators of our own experiences. Therefore, we have complete control over transforming our lives. Again, he is the creator of something really incredible. He explained it to me fully, and I was so wrapped up in it. The Life Guidance System, which addresses these internal dynamics. His website is inspirationallifeguidance.com. I encourage you to visit that. It's a wonderful, wonderful resource. He's updating that constantly. It's filled with all kinds of material. So you'll be guided just by the website alone. But let's welcome Jonathan R. Wachtel of Inspirational Life Guidance to our show for the very first time on the radio broadcast. Jonathan, great to welcome you back. It's just sort of like a reunion for the two of us, but nice to have you on the radio side of things, too. Welcome.
Yeah, it's good to be here, Jim, and thanks so much for that great introduction. And it was great to meet with you when we did. It was good, really good conversation, really stimulating and enjoyable. So thank you for that, too.
You are very, very welcome. Our pleasure. Now, for our radio audience, if they were not familiar with our conversation for the video and TV, let's step back a little bit and talk about what guided you. I mean, you're guiding others with the Life Guidance System, but what are some things perhaps in your own life, in your own life's journey, Jonathan, that made you realize that maybe were some of these aha moments for you that got you to say, you know, this is work that comes to me naturally. This is work that is, you know, at my core. This is work that means the world to me, and I really want to embark on this and help others and show others the way. Tell us a little bit about that, the beginning of it all for you.
Well, often our callings are sort of indicated by where our greatest struggles have been, and, you know, in combination with our interests and our strengths. And then when we're overcoming those struggles, then we become the representation, the embodiment of the overcoming of those struggles. So as far as my journey, early in life, I was really struggling. I was really stressed out, and life was really difficult, and it was a serious question to be or not to be. And I was really trying to figure out what reason there was to be here, whether there was a purpose. I needed a purpose in order to go on. And so in my journey, at first I was trying to find a purpose in the suffering. And then I realized that maybe there could actually be a whole different purpose than I imagined. Maybe we actually were able to create our lives. Maybe we could actually create the experiences we want. Maybe we could actually be fulfilled here. And, you know, there were ideas of enlightenment discussed in different religions, all these different things. And I realized if there was anything like that out there, if this was a possible experience, then I wanted that. I wanted to figure out how to get there. And there were various points in my journey where I was recognizing different keys, different pieces of the puzzle that I was able to put together and ultimately start to really recognize how we could actually create our experiences rather than just being passengers in life, that we could be the driver. And I didn't even conceive that that was a possibility at the beginning. But once I started to put things into action and experience that reality, then it became what I was increasingly representing and then guiding others in. So in as far as specific points in my journey, I really didn't understand people at all. Before college, I was trying to figure out how to synthesize science and religion and some kind of theory of everything in search of some kind of purpose for being here and what we were supposed to be doing here, how we were supposed to be living life. And then when I went to college, I was introduced during my sophomore year to two key things. One was the Enneagram Personality Type System, and another was a class called Buddha Science of Mind, where the professor viewed practicing mindfulness meditation 10 minutes of every class as stepping into the laboratory and experiencing what the Buddha was talking about. So I was meditating every morning and every night, and I was really becoming more aware of my own internal experiences and the way I operated, and I was having all these long conversations with people and recognizing how they were operating with the Enneagram system as my guide, that where I was noticing that if people actually were driven by these different basic motivations, then and they prioritize them differently, and that we all have these basic motivations, but that they could be prioritized differently. This was the beginning of a window into my actually understanding other people and their relationship to me and how they operated and how I operated. And so I, around 2 months into meditating every morning and every night, I recognized that suddenly my whole experience had shifted. I noticed that, you know, while you don't notice every moment that your experience is evolving, it's like watching grass grow. At some point you look at it and suddenly it's much taller than it was when it started. And so I realized that suddenly my whole experience was lighter. I felt light. I felt like a weight had been lifted off of my chest and my shoulders and my back that I hadn't even realized had been there. And every experience was infinitely profound and amazing. And every movement seemed so deep and interesting. And I realized that obviously I was on the right track here, because this was a very positive experience and completely in contrast to what I had been experiencing most of my life before this. So So then that in combination with understanding other people better with the Enneagram types, I was able to really start to delve into our experience, delve into the human experience, map it out, start to distinguish different experiences and recognize what peak experiences are possible, what negative versions of those there are, and how those are actually indicative of what we could be going toward when we recognize the full version versus like the lack version, I guess we could call it. So, and then the whole spectrum in between, that we could actually see what's possible when we see what we think we don't have, that we could determine what we would like instead. And then I was introduced to different, I still managed to end up in another deep, dark place, even with these great tools, even with meditation. And then adding on to that, this idea of, you know, positive affirmations, I started incorporating that into my routine, testing everything out. Like, you know, I was always my own guinea pig because I was always trying to figure out how I could live better. And then I realized I was still talking over the negativity. So at this point, people were coming to me for advice. It was just happening naturally because as soon as I started understanding people, they just started coming to me. But here I obviously still had more pieces of the puzzle, and I still, obviously, we're always evolving, and I still am now. But then after positive affirmations, then there was, you know, the law of attraction. And then I really wanted to figure out, how does this work? If this is actually true, that we create our own realities with the focus of our attention, how do we do that? And how can we make that systematic? Because obviously, you know, you could focus your attention on something and not have it come about. So what goes wrong there? So I was really trying to figure out how that actually works, what the details were. And there still was the problem of, what do I do with the negativity? You know, what do I do with the doubts? What do I do with the fears? What does all that mean? What's going on there? And so then the next part of the puzzle was when I was in a relationship that really wasn't good, and it was reflecting things that I experienced with parents growing up. And I realized, obviously, it's not like the whole world was conspiring to treat me the same way. So I realized in some way I must have brought this with me. And obviously we see patterns in different people. You know, people end up dating people where, you know, they resemble in some way in their dynamics. They resemble their parents and their personalities and so forth. And so how does this happen? What are we bringing with us exactly? And so I realized that it's actually about the way we're treating ourselves, that we're actually treating ourselves the way we're being treated by others, and that we're actually building a relationship with ourselves in the way that we talk to ourselves and what we focus our attention on in the first place, what we choose to acknowledge or not acknowledge in ourselves and in the world around us, in our experiences. And so I realized that, so I was constantly pressing the limits of how much can I change myself and the relationship will change and the world will change. And as I kept recognizing how I was treating myself, the way I was being treated there and the way I'd been treated growing up, I realized that things were changing everywhere in my life, except the relationship wasn't changing that much. And I realized that the next step, after we change the internal, is to change the external. Often we're thinking that in order to fix things, we've got to just start taking action. But if we just take action and we escape, then we end up, or we try to force change, then we end up just going to another situation. If we're escaping, we go to another situation where we experience the same thing. And if we try to force change, then we actually just increase the problem because we're still focusing on the problem, which is what I was noticing at this time. It's what we're focusing on, and I started to really understand what that meant, how we're bringing things about when we're focusing on them. And then I realized that the next step was actually so the first step was to change the internal, and the next step was to change the external. That once we've learned how we've been treating ourselves by the situations that we're facing in our lives, the experiences we're having with other people, then the next step is to change the external that's no longer resonant with us, that we're not actually treating ourselves the way we're being treated there anymore. So if the people aren't coming along and treating us differently in accordance with our treating ourselves, it stops feeling good to stay with those people or to stay in those situations and in careers or relationships or whatever else. And so then I really was able to understand this, you know, the way the world works, the pieces of the puzzle were in place. I was able to understand how to actually create an experience of life that was really positive when I started to realize that it's all based in how we treat ourselves, that the world ends up treating us that way, people end up treating us that way. And if we change the way we treat ourselves, and I started to understand what that really meant, if we change the way we treat ourselves, then we change the way the world treats us. And then we actually can completely transform our entire experience. And so obviously I wanted to share this with other people. I mean, ultimately, this is what I was doing all along. As soon as I was recognizing things, people were just coming to me for advice. So the more things came together, the more I understood, the more people came to me. It was like I was putting up a billboard to the universe. You know, I have this message to share now. I've just learned this lesson, and people came. So it was just a matter then of deciding, of course I want to do this for a living. Of course I want to make this. You know, this is my calling. This is what fulfills me. This is what I'm good at. People are benefiting from talking with me. Of course I want to make this my living. So I was increasingly doing that along my journey, adding to this and building on this and really turning it into a career over time.
I tell you, the passion that you have, as people I'm sure listening to this interview right now can hear, is so pure and so honest and so true and so real. And the story that you just told is amazing. And I'm sure when you tapped into it and you realized all of this way back early in the game, it had to be such an incredible feeling, a gift that you've been given, and you're using it in a way that is so empowering and so positive and so forward-thinking. So you've created the Life Guidance System. Tell us about the Life Guidance System and what makes it effective, and how does it actually work?
Of course. First, I want to thank you for all those compliments. I really appreciate that. And of course, this is how I would use this stuff. This is my life's calling. You know, it feels that way. And so obviously, this is what I'm going to be spreading. Obviously, I am passionate about it. So as far as my system and how it works, the Life Guidance System, it basically has three main principles. First, there's the way we treat ourselves sets the example for the way we're inclined to treat others and the way others are inclined to treat us. Next, there's that we all have our own internal GPS, where whatever we focus on determines where we will be guided by our own thoughts, feelings, and instincts. And so if we focus on what we want, then we will be guided toward that, and we'll be inclined to listen to the directions, and then we create good dynamics with ourselves and with people around us. And if we focus on what we don't want, then we're inclined not to listen to our own internal guidance as it leads us there, and then we dismiss it, we tune it out, we ignore it, and then we create dynamics that are not positive with ourselves and with the people around us. And then the third main principle here is that ultimately we are the sole creators of our life experience because the world around us is just a mirror of what's going on inside us. So if we change what's within us, we change our focus of attention and thereby how we're treating ourselves, then we change everything around us. We change the experiences that we actually have supported by the physical world, by our interactions with other people. And so again, we are the sole creators of our life experience, and those are the main principles. And ultimately, when we're putting these into action, it's really about recognizing that when we're having any experience at all within the world, some feeling, some you know, thought is being supported by the world around us. Something happens, and then we ought to ask ourselves, what is it making me think and feel? And you know, what is it making me experience? What's it bringing up for me? And if we ask that question, and then we identify the feeling, identify the thought, and then actually turn around and respond to ourselves and say, you know, if it's negative, to say, I'm sorry for making you feel this way. You know, tell ourselves what we would want to hear from the other person in the situation, because if we tell ourselves that, we're actually getting the message from the person we want it from. The person we're encountering in the world is actually just showing us how we're treating ourselves. So we can get an apology from them and still be upset with them. But if we get the apology from ourselves, then we actually resolve the source of the issue in the first place. And then our dynamics with those people around us change, and we're inclined to interact with people differently and get different results. So that we could actually turn around to ourselves and say, I'm sorry for making you feel this way. And going forward, I'd really like to make you feel this other way instead. That we could actually redirect our attention to the experiences we really want to have instead going forward. And that it all begins with deciding what we really want to experience, because, again, it's about our focus of attention. If we focus on what we want, then we'll be guided towards that. So if we focus on the experience we really want to have, if we step right from the beginning of the day, you know, that we decide how we want to feel at the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of the month, the end of the year, you know, in 5 years, whatever, how would I like to feel then? That we fast forward in time, we imagine we're already there, and we ask ourselves, what would I be experiencing if everything worked out the way that I really wanted to in terms of my, you know, relationship, in terms of my career, in terms of my financial situation, in terms of whatever, because ultimately we never really want a physical thing. We want the experience we imagine we would have if we had that thing. So if we really tap into it, you know, we could have the relationship, the career, whatever, and still not be happy. But if we're happy, we'll definitely be happy. So the key is to actually go for what we really want, identify what you really want to experience, step into that, because that's available to you right now. You know, if you're identifying the experience you want to have, the emotions you want to have, the thoughts you want to have, you can have that right this moment. Just by imagining it, you're already stepping into it. You're already feeling it. You're already thinking it. So if you imagine the experience you really want to have, imagine you have the thing you think you want, and then step into what that feels like. Now separate that from the physical thing. Step into that feeling and be open to any way of getting there that you might get there. You know, the thing that you think you want, that's just the suggestion. That if you get to the feeling, you'll be happy. You know, if you're happy, you'll be happy. It doesn't matter. Maybe it's a different job than the one you thought you wanted. Maybe it's a different relationship than the one you thought you wanted. But ultimately, once you start to identify what you really want to experience, then you make it possible to get it. And then it's just a matter of redirecting, you know, old destinations, that the previous focuses of your attention, that you acknowledge where your attention was, because it's going to come up reflected in the world around you. And this is where people often get stuck. That, you know, as soon as you focus on something good, you take action toward it, and then suddenly all this negative stuff comes up, all your fears, all your doubts are reinforced by the world around you. And then it's like, well, see, that's why I never went forward before. And then we have two choices. We can either say, see, that's why I never went forward before, and stop and not go forward again. Or we can say, hold up, this is just old destination, you know. So I'm just going to redirect them. You know, I realize I have treated myself these ways before. You know, if you're building a relationship with someone where it wasn't so good in the past, and now you're trying to really make changes to make it better, then you initiate making it better, and then they're like, okay, you know, I really like how you're treating me now, but, you know, it wasn't always like this, and I just want you to acknowledge what my experience was. And then once you acknowledge that, we'll be able to go forward. That's the interaction that we're basically having with ourselves. That's the conversation we're basically having with ourselves. So when we initiate change, that we then, you know, acknowledge the ways that we've treated ourselves in the past as they come up. And as they naturally come up in the ways that we're interacting with other people, think people make us feel certain ways, experiences, health things, financial situations, everything is just a reflection of what's going on within. We're just having this ongoing conversation with ourselves through the world around us. When we can acknowledge it as that, then we can get right to the root of the experience and make changes right there. And then ultimately the world almost instantaneously changes, like miraculous things happen. And obviously, as soon as you step into new experience, as soon as you respond to yourself the way that you think you want someone else to respond, you take responsibility for the experience yourself, recognize the world's just supporting you and experiencing what you've made yourself experience. As soon as you acknowledge responsibility for it and make changes internally, by just responding even, and initiating doing something that's in alignment with what feels right then, that you ask yourself, what feels right from this new emotional place, and you take action in that direction. As soon as you respond, as soon as you start shifting what you're doing internally, you feel different and you feel better. It's like, you know, it's like you feel heard suddenly, and you were the only one who heard you. And then you can actually start getting that supported by the world around you, and things happen amazingly quickly as we move along the journey of redirecting old things, because as soon as we're aligned with things, they come into our lives. As soon as we're ready to receive a new experience because we're treating ourselves in a way that fits that, then we can receive the experience into our lives that we really want. And then we can identify the right job, the right relationship, et cetera, not from a place of deciding we think we know what we want, but actually deciding this is what I want to feel, and I'm going to let that guide me. And if this feels right in accordance with that feeling, then I'm going this direction. And I'm just going to take that where it leads me, listen to my own guidance, and I know that I will always be guided well.
I want to let the audience know as well that as creator of that life guidance system, which addresses these internal dynamics first that we're talking about, and you work with individuals, you also teach the life guidance system to life coaches, psychologists, social workers, therapists, and other mental and emotional health professionals, actually training them to guide people toward their ideal lives much more effectively. Do you have a life guide yourself, Jonathan?
I don't. I mean, ultimately, my own GPS is my guide, and always
your
has been. And then obviously the whole world, you know, is constantly teaching me. When we pay attention, then the lessons are everywhere, and it's just a matter of learning how to listen.
Where do you think this desire comes from? Of course, I can tell from your response that you did it the hard way and you had to really figure it all out on your own, and you've had an amazing journey as you've been describing for our audience. But where do you think this desire, this passion really comes from? I mean, it's obviously hard work. You've gotten to that place where you're happy as well and have this desire to help others. Is it because of that? Is it because you've had, you know, the struggle and you've can walk the walk, talk the talk, you can relate to people who are going through things because you've gone through them yourself, so you're an expert in life experiences?
Well, that definitely helps. And that was really what drove me, early on. I didn't want anyone to have to go through what I went through. And if I could help people out of those experiences, then that's what I wanted to do. And that still drives me, but ultimately now what drives me even more, and I realize this is what I teach others, what drives me even more is to keep striving toward greater fulfillment, like to really step into what I really want to experience and just take that where it goes, and it really fulfills me to share these messages with others. You know, at first it was for others, and that led me astray in various ways, as much as, you know, that seems like an ideal pursuit to be doing things for others. It seems so selfless and so forth. Ultimately, I realized that was actually, you know, to my own thoughts, feelings, and instincts, that was pretty selfish, that I was always insisting on being there for others over myself. And now the main pursuit and what I guide others in, I say, you know, if we do what's best for us, it will always be best for everyone around us. If you truly do what feels right for you, what feels good for you in alignment with what you're saying you want to experience, you step into what you really want to feel, and then you listen to yourself. If you do what's best for you, it will be best for everyone around you. And this is totally what's best for me. When I really step into my own, you know, my own best space, then this feels right. And so then it just spreads to other people get the benefit. And that's fantastic.
Exactly right. Right. It always starts with ourselves, but sometimes we get lost or we get consumed or we drift away from ourself and our sense of self, tending to everything else that goes on. And bringing ourselves back to that and tapping into it is incredible, as you're describing so eloquently for our audience. We've got less than 2 minutes left to the show. It's all really, of course, you know, as you're bringing us to finding meaning and setting intention, that's really what you're all about. The website you have, as I mentioned at the top, incredible, inspirationallifeguidance.com. You've also authored books. I mean, you've got a lot of great material for people. They can find out more about everything to do with the life guidance system. You, all of your materials that you have available, and of course, as the founder of Inspirational Life Guidance, you're helping people every single day, and the kind of help that isn't temporary, the kind of help they take with for the rest of their lives. Jonathan, it's incredible. I applaud you again. I applaud you when we did the video. I do it again here on the air. You'll be back with us a week from today on the 28th of September, 2 p.m. Eastern, and we look forward to that on CUTV News Radio. But for now, thanks so much for sharing this. I mean, there's a lot more to it. This is just really touching the surface. You'll be back next week. Go to the website, folks, inspirationallifeguidance.com. Thanks for joining us, Jonathan. It's been a real honor and a pleasure thus far.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jim. Thank you for making it such a positive experience.
You are very, very welcome, and that's what you're doing every single day. Our guest, Jonathan R. Wachtel of Inspirational Life Guidance. Check out his website, inspirationallifeguidance.com. For all of us here at CUTV News Radio, I am Jim Masters. Thank you for joining us. You have a wonderful day.